This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy, hour three, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We got Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 right around the corner, and then Mark Schlereth is coming up at 4:40. Little sports hodgepodge here in just a second. I was looking at the break. I was coming up with a top 10 list of potential Cowboys head coach candidates. I got Belichick. I got Bill Cowher. John Fox. Gary Kubiak. Ron Rivera. Jack Del Rio. Mike Holmgren. I think that's a real realistic list, Brian. I wanted to run it by you. What do you think?
Did you go on average age? Search 65 or older? Is that what you did?
Yeah. We're looking for Cowboys head coaches the same way we were looking for presidents.
I love that you didn't throw the one name in there that we'd all actually appreciate, which is Mike Shanahan.
Yeah. Yes.
They won't even see that one being there as an option.
You know, I think it's amazing that we're realistically having this conversation. I just hope, like, we just had Calvin Watkins on at 420. Is Bobby Slowick or Ben Johnson possible? Like, is that realistic at all? Can we start to beat the drum and hope that that name starts circulating around the star? Like, hey, think about maybe people that have worked with Shanahan, McVay, or Andy Reid, please.
I think Will McClay actually can come up with some really good candidates.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think that he gets swatted down by Jerry and maybe Steven. I don't know. They want to work with people that they know and they have a relationship with.
Yeah. And that, you know, want to go out drinking with them, maybe have a sleepover and end the search early.
Do you think the New England Patriots give up on their coach after 1 year?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of the teams that probably could be open then. Jets are going to be open for sure, right?
Yeah, I think Jacksonville is going to be open too.
Cleveland open?
I don't think so. Stefanski's won two coach of the years. I think they're going to give him another shot.
Okay, then that means Jacksonville, you say, will be open?
I think so.
Okay, so that leaves us Jets, Jacksonville, the Raiders, no, Denver, no, Chargers, no, Chiefs, no. In this division,
Giants.
Could Philadelphia be open?
Both. Yes. Philadelphia, the Saints.
Yeah.
Dennis Allen's not sticking around.
New Orleans could definitely be open.
Gosh, that defense. Are you kidding me?
New Orleans could be open. I'm just trying to get a gauge of who all could be open.
I think there's usually five, six teams
a
year?
So let's handicap this. If you're, say you're one of these coaches, interested in Dallas, Jets, Jacksonville, Philly, or New Orleans?
Probably Philly and New Orleans.
Philly probably because you like the general manager, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Been to Super Bowl twice in the last decade.
Even though, my gosh, the Jahan Dotson stuff, the trade they made, they're giving up a third round pick to the Commanders a few weeks ago, which is exactly what Davante Adams is being traded for today. I don't think Jahan Dotson's done anything for the Eagles.
I don't think he's been active.
That's as bad as a trade as anyone can have.
Well, they signed Devin White, cut him 3 weeks into the season. Right. I think that you're always looking at the quarterback deal there. I don't know about New Orleans. That could be open. You could be able to draft your own guy. Obviously, you're tied to Dak. As of now, you're tied to Hurts. Maybe they can get out of that. They've done that before.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence. I mean, which of the quarterbacks, the one that you like the most?
So what are you saying there? The Cowboys would be the best opportunity? out of those teams?
What I'm thinking about is, I know my experience of working in that organization, that if you're the head coach, you almost have some general manager abilities to be able to pick your players.
Yeah.
And if you feel confident that Will McClay could help you get the kind of players you wanted, you know, there could be, there very well could be a head coach and new general manager at the Jets. Mm. And maybe to get one of these coaches, Jets would have to probably say, if they wanted a Ben Johnson, maybe they would have, he would say, hey, listen, bring this guy along. You know, maybe you get a guy like John Dorsey, who's my buddy from Green Bay, has been helping Detroit the last 2 years since he was in Cleveland, last 3 years, I believe. So he's, you know, do you get a guy, if you're taking one of these jobs, you get to bring a player personnel guy along. Jets might be open. Jacksonville's general manager job might be open too.
They still have Balky.
Yeah,
they do. Still haven't moved on from him.
Oh, yeah, he'll be gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the Cowboys can make the job plenty attractive. I just hope they realize that they should want one of them.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I don't think Jerry's ready to just throw all the money at you. It's not like it's going to be a financial reason. I don't think he wants
to pay for
a coach.
That's one of the reasons why I think Ben Johnson didn't leave Detroit, is because was Carolina wasn't willing to pay him what he wanted. There was some talk that he wanted quite a bit of
money. Reports of that.
Yeah. I don't think Jerry's ready to pay up. And I also do think that there is something to being a coach and feeling like your general manager has dollars and business and ratings and all that stuff higher on the priority list than winning. Like, if I'm a head coach, I need to feel like I am, like, in lockstep with the general manager. We are eye to eye and winning because our jobs are both at stake. Yeah. When I'm the coach of the Cowboys, my general manager's job ain't at stake.
No, you got to believe that you can overcome it, or that being coach of the Cowboys is worth it and you're going on a life adventure. It's time now for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
The NFL does have an opportunity to do something that I think would tick Jerry off enough to maybe make some changes. But next time you play football, you're supposed to play on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Or you could give America Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels.
Ooh.
Two teams that are actually doing some level of winning. Two teams that are fun to watch right now.
So, I know you guys would like that.
Does the NFL have
the
balls?
They already get a little flexy with that game, though. CBS claimed it for their afternoon window.
No. That was this week's game. That was Jaden Daniels versus Lamar Jackson, right?
They've done this for week eight.
They've got it. It's going to be Romo and Nance.
Yeah, so they're
son of a gun.
I know it stinks because
I thought you had one trump card and they used it for this past weekend. Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson.
I was reading that
they
have it
every week.
Yeah,
they get it weekly.
Oh, it resets every week.
Yeah,
it resets every week. Oh goodness!
Because I'm with you. This idea would have been fantastic, but Week 8, Rappaport actually put out earlier. Bears Commanders will now move to 325 Central. Nance and Romo calling it for CBS is the word. Eagles, Bengals, you're going to move up to noon. And CBS does also have Chiefs, Raiders. I mean, they could go ahead and flex Cowboys out and put Mahomes there if you wanted to.
Wow. All right. Well, I'd be open to that. Yeah.
But yeah, now they are going to put Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, like CBS, Romo, Nance deal.
I just wonder, does NBC even want to do that, though? You know,
probably
that's
not.
Like, because it's Cowboys Niners, even though the Cowboys are kind of an S show right now, that is still probably better for them ratings wise. And that's the frustrating part.
I know.
Jerry wins again.
I think there's
still
so many people,
despite all of it. And it helps that it's the Niners, too, to some extent.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
if you're playing some slap team.
With a
90 minute
rain delay, you still had pretty solid numbers coming out of that, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, and
people
love to hate watch the Cowboys too. Like, there's probably a good chunk of America that are like, I love watching this train wreck right now.
And when they see the Niners there, they're sitting down knowing, oh, this is going to be another embarrassment for the Cowboys. So if you're hate watching the Cowboys, this is the game you've been circling since the schedule came out. You knew this was the one they were going to S their pants in. You just didn't know they were going to have three S-ing of the pants at home in lead up to it.
I vote for the flex. Flex us out of there.
Yeah, dude, flex us out. No, they're not flexing us out. All right, you guys are clicking on this headline, right? Chess grandmaster gets disqualified from Spanish championships for using his phone to give him moves while taking an S.
Oh, he was like, I got to use the restroom, and then he went back to the phone.
He AI'd it.
He keeps going back. This guy he's clearly not capable. Like, if you need one of these restroom moments during a tournament, like, okay, fine. You're still obviously cheating, but you needed one moment. Okay, cool, now I can go win. this guy kept getting up and having long sessions in the stall. And at first they thought it was just honest bubble guts. Like this dude wouldn't do this, right? He wouldn't stoop to these levels of cheating. But I think we're getting to the point now because this is like the 10th cheating chess scandal in the last 6 months.
You might need to put a timer on this.
Every time we turn around.
They do have a timer.
For the bathroom breaks?
Remember we got Amari Cooper for doing an interview. Remember he plays chess?
Yeah.
And we got him a clock from our show. Chess clock.
No, I'm talking like to the bathroom.
Oh.
Like if you're going to leave the table, you have X amount of time. You got to be back.
But then I feel bad for the guy that really does have real bubble guts. Now this is what you're doing. There's victims of these moments where, hey, I actually do need to.
But now this
raise my hand.
You need to go through everybody. It has to be a cell phone free zone. Sure, you can have bubble guts, but we're going to make damn sure you have no cell phones with you.
Yeah, that's actually somebody who's smart, making sense.
Once you enter the arena,
easy fix.
No phones. Say? Yeah. Him?
That was a really good opinion.
Yeah.
I did it, Brian. Took me 2 hours and 12 minutes. It's more than we can say for ourselves.
The no phone zone, baby.
Yeah, but I do think, like, if we did the top 10 list, Walchuk, of the least integrable
sports,
I don't know what the word is. The sports with the least amount of integrity?
Integrity.
Yeah.
Integrity Farms.
You should be forever removed from competitive chess at this point. That's worse than any sort of cheating I've ever heard of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that we're finding time and time again that it's the chess players that are the most commonly cheating. Yeah.
The most egregious.
Probably no accountability. You know, they feel like it's a lawless land, apparently.
They're just thinking like, oh, these chess nerds, they're not going to, like, they're by the book guys. They can take their phone into the bathroom for 30 minutes during a competition four different times.
Yes.
The opponent's looking around. It was the opponent. It wasn't even like the people like regulating it. It was the opponent that finally was like, dude, clearly something's happening, because every time the guy would come back from the bathroom, he would be dialed for his next like 4 or 5 moves. Seemingly without thinking, you know, like he was like going and trying to get like 4 or 5 steps ahead. And then he'd be like, all right, now, you know, I got to go. Nature's calling again.
If you were to do that, you would have to I think you'd have to pass gas and stuff at the table to kind of.
You bring fart spray, I think, in that scenario. Something to make it feel like this is real.
Yeah, this is real. This guy. And everybody's uncomfortable because of the gas.
Yeah, where your opponent's like, actually, yes, please go to the bathroom.
Please take your time.
Yeah.
Or you might get the guy to forfeit, you know, with the smell.
Well, that's what we saw from the dart fart, remember, from a couple of weeks ago.
That was
pretty incredible. That was some mental warfare with that one. But this guy was too heavy-handed with it, and he deserves being kicked out of those particular chess.
I guess it's worth it if you know you can't beat the other guy. Like, I'm done for. I might as well try this con.
Yeah, at some point you just take your L.
Got a lot of profession.
At some point you do.
Like, not necessarily like top 10 sports, but like most dishonest professions.
Okay, there you go. Let's do that top 10 list at some point and throw chess in there at your leisure. What are we doing?
NFL owner.
Can anybody tell me why there is a rabid Ravens fan in a Lamar Jackson jersey just hauling off and KOing people?
Ooh, that was rough.
Oh my gosh, that was disgusting.
Even though it was Washington fans being KO'd, it still made me uncomfortable. Yeah,
it was not cool.
It was weird. This dude just walks up to two Commanders fans on the side of the street, seemingly after their matchup on Sunday.
Yeah.
He kicks the first one and then punches him. And then the other one starts to try and fight him, and he beats the crap out of that dude. And then he starts flexing, and it all feels like the two Commanders victims had no idea that this was happening here. It's just all of a sudden Ravens fan is going to start punching people in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yeah, big guy, mad for some reason. I mean, you win the game, but he decided he'd had enough of him. And boy, he really rocked that second guy pretty good.
If you told me this Ravens fan was 6'5", 225 pounds,
I would believe you. Yeah, I'm like, did he play in tonight's game?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Is that Paul Kruger?
He's beating up two people at once quite easily.
He used to play edge for the Ravens, and now he's a super fan.
Yeah, no, that guy's going to jail. They figured out who he is.
Yeah. Lost his job and all that,
found him
right?
on Facebook
yeah,
and
sure
all that.
Lost
yeah.
It all.
Yeah.
But we still haven't understood why or anything yet. We haven't gotten the details. He just started punching people for no good reason.
Yeah.
Just drunk and insane. Put that dude in a straitjacket. Make a point out of this guy.
Absolutely.
If I'm walking on the sidewalk, I should have no expectation that I'm about to get Paul Krugered, 6'5", 220 pounds,
just because I'm wearing a Commanders jersey.
I'm going after him with a pretty hefty lawsuit, I think, if I'm that second victim, especially.
You know,
that would need some money to recover from this epic pride loss.
There's no kidding.
Hey, stop it. Boom.
Then he starts flexing on you.
Oh, my
goodness.
More
disrespectful than that dude in the David Montgomery jersey doing the gritty on the chick on all fours in the main concourse.
Goes full MMA on this other dude up against the brick wall. These Commanders fans are just having a bad day. I mean, in another context, I might be cheering the guy on, to be honest with you. But yeah, so it was definitely criminal.
It was criminal.
Probably felonious.
Dude. Glad they found this guy, though.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Woolchuck's top 10 coming up next, buddy. What's in store?
All right, I put out a poll, and the Tolos have decided, in honor of the 30-year anniversary of the movie The Little Giants, we've got the top 10 football movies. What's your favorite? It's an updated 2024 list. We'll do that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
And next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. Hard to imagine 30 years ago, The Little Giants was released on, it was the 14th yesterday, 30 years ago. Grew up, I loved that movie, The Little Giants. We actually got an Emmett Smith cameo in it as well.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah, we did. John Madden. They all came off the Madden Cruiser. I do wish we could get those the jerseys the Cowboys wear in Little Giants. I think it was the ones that the Cowboys wore in that 94 season. Like, those are still, I think, the best looking Cowboy jerseys. They're white.
Oh, yes.
With the blue trim and the star on the shoulders.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Those need to be brought back.
Every time we do the pregame show and we're in the Miller Lite West Plaza and I see one of those jerseys, I can't help but go and give that guy a fist bump. Like, dude, you got the best jersey out here right now.
Yeah.
Saw a bunch of Deons and a bunch of Emmets throughout the season, really, with those throwbacks. And it's how have we not busted those back out?
That might be one that down the line I need to get is an Emmett Smith, one of those old ones. That jersey.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It stands
the test of time.
For sure. I remember when you were debating on that and the Emmett onesie that you ended up going with, and I think you made the right call,
but at
some point you needed both.
I did feel bad. Poor Eliza was dressed up in her Cowboys onesie on Sunday, and I'm like, what am I doing to this poor girl?
Oh, gosh.
It has begun. But she was sitting there watching the All 22 with me last night.
There you go.
I mean, I'm trying to raise her right. She's plugged in, man.
Dude. You probably have some serious dad guilt going right now.
I do.
I understand that.
But I'm raising her the only way that I know how to. Now, 877-881-1053.
You're a sick puppy.
I do want to know your favorite football movie, but I do want to pay off on the Damian Woody ripping into Nick Sirianni. Now, he didn't call him, what did I say?
You alleged that he called him a bum.
Yeah, I liked the bum better. He did call him a clown, which is the same lines as a bum. Here was Woody yesterday on ESPN going off on Sirianni.
D-Wood, what'd you think of that?
What's this clown behavior, bro? This dude is a clown. Like, seriously, you gonna seriously talk trash to the fans?
Your own fans.
Your own fans. Like, listen, people come out here and pay big money to come out and watch you put a product out on the field. When you don't perform well, they have every right to boo you.
Damn right.
And you gonna get it all in your feelings because fans are booing you because your team stinks? Like, bro, come on. And then you brought up in our meet, like, oh, then you're going to bring your kids into the post game to kind of soften the blow from what reporters might ask you. This dude is a straight clown, bro. Like, I just don't have any respect for what this man is doing. Y'all barely beat the god-awful Cleveland Browns, and then you want to talk trash to the fans. Get the hell out of here.
It's so true, dude.
Yeah.
You're out here, you're flexing, and you're pumped about scraping by with 2 weeks to prepare at home for a truly awful team that is sitting at 1-5 right now.
It's funny. I mean, it's hilarious that it's the Eagles, so I enjoy everything that's going on. And then he has to issue an apology today. Like, I'm sorry. You know, I was emotional. I was trying to bring energy to the team. Yeah, the team's really getting galvanized by you just yelling at this fan base.
It's unstable, you know. It's just weird. I'm surprised that, like, you know, they moved on from Doug Peterson, but are hanging on to Nick Sirianni. There's got to be something personal in here, like, maybe Howie Roseman vouched for him. Maybe he's guy for some weird reason, but I love it. It's the only mistake Roseman's made in quite some time.
All right, let's slide into the list. Top 10 best football movies of all time as voted by America. I think Remember the Titans, Eric, is probably our one seed.
Yeah, Remember the Titans would be right there.
Number one for me.
Friday Night Lights. Like, growing up, it was Remember the Titans and Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
And then it morphed in. Well, and, you know, Little Giants was fantastic.
I love Little Giants. Any Given Sunday is up there for me.
The Replacements, Waterboy.
Replacements in the Waterboy, absolutely.
The Longest Yard. And mine is Adam Sandler's.
The remake,
dude. That movie still holds up as hilarious to me.
And I know you're a big fan of Gridiron Gang as well.
Gridiron Gang's fantastic.
Does get an honorable mention.
Yeah. And shout out to 12 Mighty Orphans. That's probably the last new football movie that I've seen, which was Luke Wilson, and it was a high school football situation from the Great Depression.
I remember that.
True story. Really awesome movie. But that's like the last one that I've seen that I had never seen before. I saw it in the last year.
We also had, I think you liked The Game Plan quite a bit too. Another Rock movie.
Oh,
that was always on whenever I would go to, what's that clinic?
Oh, the dentist.
Sick. The dentist, like,
Care Now.
Care Now always had The Game Plan on, like, without fail, The Game Plan's on. Licious, you got a favorite football movie?
Oh yeah. You already mentioned it. Any Given Sunday for sure. It's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. Gives you that realistic vibe of the office and how it all falls apart. the politics and the dynamics in the office. I like that.
What was that? Now, this wasn't a movie. And I think, Lucius, you've talked about this before. When I watched it as a kid, I probably shouldn't have. I was probably too young. But ESPN did a show that, like, showcased
with the players or the playmakers or something like that.
Yeah. Like the steroids.
It was so good.
Dude,
yeah.
It was so good.
You had to get the box DVDs because they weren't playing it on TV anymore. In fact, I think they tried to get rid of it.
They probably tried to wipe. Like, this never happened.
Playmakers or something like that. Man,
that was
so
a good show.
Yeah,
I used to watch that as a kid.
It was Playmakers. Yeah, and it was too accurate. You know, NFL was bummed out about ESPN for doing that. And they're saying, man, you're going to put our partnership in jeopardy. I don't know if it gets better than Waterboy.
Waterboy's so good. I love the Waterboy. I think it's incredible. Brian, do you have one?
Yeah.
Can we go back to like All-American in 1940?
Was that with like
Newt Rockne?
Newt Rockne. That would be Ronald Reagan, I believe. Was that?
I think you're right.
In that movie? My favorite movie was one from the 1970s football movie called Brian Song.
Brian Song is good. Brian Song is honorable mention.
It was a story of Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers, the Chicago Bears.
Great now, movie. One that's been texted in quite a bit and is an honorable mention is Wildcats with Goldie Hawn. I didn't see it, but Goldie Hawn stars as Molly McGrath, who's a successful high school track coach. Then she takes on the challenge of coaching the football team.
She was the Ted Lasso?
She was Ted Lasso.
Before Ted Lasso?
She was. She was. And she ended up being fantastic there. I know our guy, Tim in Carthage, is a big North Dallas 40 fan.
That's a good one.
Loves himself some North Dallas 40. That's honorable mention.
What was the Rodney Dangerfield soccer movie where he like convinces his grandson to pretend he's a girl? They dominate. That was pretty funny.
I don't think I've
was that Ladybugs?
That.
I think it was Ladybugs.
Ladybugs?
She's the man.
It's a different kind of football movie.
Okay.
You know, we'll chuck.
Yeah, with the
see what I'm doing there.
The footy balls. The footy balls.
Yeah.
Radio's honorable mention. Keep it getting
Ladybugs. There it is.
Jerry Maguire is honorable mention.
Yeah, dude. Big fan.
Longest Yard, Adam Sandler's version, honorable mention. And Burt Reynolds is still in that one, which is what I like about it.
Yes.
Michael Irvin. Then you have The Program and Draft Day. That's honorable mention as well. Draft Day is almost so bad it's good.
Draft Day is awful. Know?
It is.
There's something about Draft Day where it's like I do find myself kind of enjoying it.
It is. It's very unrealistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have some general managers in the league that kind of do some crazy things, but that would be pretty unrealistic how that was portrayed.
Invincible? Can't sell. I mean, Vince Papale, it's a cool story, but the fact that it was the Eagles probably threw me off a little bit. I was like, eh.
Solid movie, though. Appreciated it. 469, The Blind Side.
Okay, The Blind Side.
That's good.
Forgot to mention
number
that
number nine.
Oh, okay. Very
so
good.
So Little Giants is 10. Little Giants did make the top 10. Most lists, it's not. I'm glad that it did make it on this. Number nine is The Blind Side, which, I mean, Sandra Bullock, I think she did win an Academy Award for that role, actually. Eight is Necessary Roughness.
The shine's off that movie, though, a little bit now, right? With some of the the details.
I think so. Seven is Invincible. It didn't make the top 10. Mm. So Invincible did make it in here.
I thought the backstory was better than their movie.
I agree.
I thought the movie left a lot to be desired.
Yeah. Six is We Are Marshall, which is also an incredible story.
Yeah, really pretty sad.
Is. Yeah, very, very sad. Heartbreaking. Matthew McConaughey, Matthew Fox, Ian McShane starring in that one. Top five here. Number five, I think it might be a little low, but it's Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights is number five?
Friday Night Lights comes in at number five.
I'll take it. I think, like, We Are Marshall, that feels like we're going to put that number six all time.
Yeah.
Is that really what we're going to do?
It wouldn't be. I mean, the Waterboy for me would have been ahead of this, too.
Come on, Longest Yard? Like, let's be real about this.
I'm with you.
They're pandering to the story, which is understandable. It's an unbelievable story. Heartbreaking. But the movie's not the number six best football movie of all time. Broadus, who hasn't even seen these movies, would agree with
that. You would acknowledge. Varsity Blues is getting texted in quite a bit. It's a great scene in Varsity Blues.
I think that's being texted in more than anything. Varsity Blues has so much love here. Understandably so. It's a great movie. It's hilarious.
Necessary Roughness, getting some
I never saw that. But they was getting a lot of love with Jason Bateman on the Manning cast last night. Because he's actually in that movie.
I have not seen it.
I didn't know that.
That's probably one I'm going to need to go back and check out. Greater also being texted. And I think that's about that Arkansas young man, I think, that ended up passing away.
Bolesworth?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly who it was. He played with the glasses on.
Yeah. Brian Bolesworth.
Something like that. Now he's got like the Bolesworth kids, and they do something every home game. Ladybugs is being texted in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the soccer movie.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it would come off the same these days.
Probably wouldn't be able to do it, maybe.
Yeah, probably not.
Longest Yard, the OG, is in at number four. The original comes in four. Number three is The Replacements.
Okay, that's awesome. Because
it did make the top three.
Maybe second to Varsity Blues is being texted in a ton.
The Replacements is great.
When that dude's eating hard-boiled eggs
the kicker
in the locker room, the kicker's incredible.
He's amazing. Number two is Rudy, which I still claim might be the most overrated movie of all time. But
music's good.
Music's good.
It's a good underdog tale.
It is. It's just The inaccuracies of that one really bothered me. But
people who played at Notre Dame at that time will tell you
they
this.
Probably hate it.
Yeah, I've talked to people about
but
this.
But yeah, you can't be a football know-it-all, you know, while you're going through these movies.
See, here's the thing. Even before I knew about the historic inaccuracies, when yeah. I saw the movie, it's still, I was about to fall asleep halfway through. It's too really? Long. It drags. Like, the ending's great. There's a couple of really good scenes. I still just think, to me, I don't get the hype with it. I just didn't. And a lot of people will MF me for that. You know, they love Rudy. It's their favorite movie ever. Number one is, indeed, Remember the Titans.
There it is.
I think that's a hard one to argue.
Well, Chuck's top 10 at 420 most afternoons here in the nation. Mark Schlereth joins us to talk week 7 of the NFL season. When we return right here, it's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 the Fan. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Jerry Jones on the Fan this morning. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I definitely. I talked about the Stinkin' podcast. So, which is you can see it on YouTube or wherever, Odyssey, wherever you podcast. But yes, I did see that, as a matter of fact.
What do you think? I mean, is he defensive here? Is he feeling threatened? What do you think when you see an owner go off like that?
what are you guys supposed to ask? What are you supposed to do? Yeah, you're feeling threatened. I mean, those are like, that's a perfectly like those. Hey, trying to get to the bottom of it, trying to discuss what happened, trying to ask, you know, the question of what's gone wrong, what, you know, what would you do? Whatever the questions are, they're all fair game. I mean, it's your team that went out and laid the egg. It's your team that went out and, you know, and got 47 hung on them. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of the equation. And there's some sensitivity there, no question about it. And, you know, I just thought it was funny. Like, what, are you going to fire the whole radio station? I mean, what do you do, Jerry?
I mean, how could you be surprised this team's not better if you're Jerry Jones? You saw against the Saints and the Ravens, and you couldn't have been that convinced that you're that good after, you know, doing what you did to beat the Giants and Steelers weren't that impressive. I mean, is there any other way to look at this football team right now? Is it just not that good?
Yeah, no, absolutely. First and foremost, right, all the things that everybody talked about during the course of the off season, the run game, you know, solidifying the offensive line, who's going to be across other than CeeDee Lamb, what kind of weapons do you have, you know, all the different things that we talk about, right? Like, hey, man, there are guys out there on the free agent market, and I don't want to hear about, hey, listen, I had salary constraints. So does everybody else. You know what you do? You sign guys early. You sign them a year early so you don't have to spend max money on them a year late. You renegotiate contracts. You figure out Derrick Henry would cost you $6 million. Don't tell me you can't get that under the cap. The cap is fungible. You can make it do whatever you want it to do. So I don't want to hear about we didn't have any money to do that, right? And then, you know, even Michael Parsons was talking in the offseason about, hey, we need more help on the defensive side of the ball. We don't have the players to sustain defensively, this, that, and the other. And all those things have been true. You've watched all those things happen. And, I mean, when they get into a game in which they play a physical football team, man, they get thunderstruck. It is like they gave up, what, over 200 yards rushing to Baltimore, like close to 200 to New Orleans, close to 200 the other day to you know, the Lions. And the Lions certainly could have gone over 200 if they didn't have so many trick plays up their sleeve. So, like, give me a break. Like, everything that everybody talked about this entirety of this offseason, you could have made the general Dallas Cowboy fan the GM, and they would have done a better job GMing than you did.
Huh. Do you get offended when trick plays are happening in a blowout?
Yeah, well, listen, no, because you're the one getting trucked. Like, you're the one. Like, they just didn't try to beat you. They tried to embarrass you. And they pulled everything out. And listen, I will say this. Like, I was part of some really good teams. And one of the things we always did was, hey, we got to guard against boredom, right? So we put things in occasionally, right? It's fun, right? Everybody gets excited about it. If you're going to run it, it's a fake punt. It's a, you know, it's a reverse. Now, I've never seen the play, the hook and ladder to your right tackle. I mean, that's a first for me. Like, I've never seen anything like that. So, you know, but guys are on the sideline. When you were going to run and everybody gets on the sideline, they're all standing up. They're all excited to watch it. So, you know, at some point you got to stop the damn things. You know, you got to do something. And the most embarrassing thing, though, is when your team just quits and decides, I don't want to tackle, you know, David Montgomery. Nobody wants to really get involved in the physicality of that. And I've been on both sides of that. You know, I played defense through college, but I've been on the offensive side of that. When we are pummeling a team, we pummel, like, we put 307 yards rushing against the Jacksonville Jaguars in a playoff game once, the year after we lost to him, and we got embarrassed when we lost to him. And, you know, to hear guys complain, like, to hear the defenders yelling at each other, like, we just, you know, I mean, it's like there is nothing that's sweeter to the ears of offensive players when you are pummeling somebody. Well, you were just sticking it right down their throats, and there is nothing they can do but whine and complain about it. And that's exactly what I felt watching that game on Sunday.
Mark Schlereth with you here. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
So from a Cowboy standpoint here, Stink, is there anything that you think positively for Cowboy fans that you could look at for the remainder of the season, or are they just kind of up a creek without a paddle here? This isn't fixable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the only positive would be, hey, can you find a team that, you know, doesn't run it very well, that isn't committed to running it very well? Because, you know, when you find a team that's not great at that, or doesn't execute that part of the game really well, you know, you've been in those games. You were in that game against Pittsburgh. You were in the game, you know, against the Giants. You did a pretty good job, gap control and all that kind of stuff against those two teams. But, come on, when somebody decides that's what we're going to do, I mean, they have imposed their will against the Cowboys in that regard. And then, ultimately, you know, you look at the flip side of that. I mean, it is, you know, like, offensively, what are you going to do that all of a sudden is going to take that pressure off of Dak to CeeDee Lamb? Like, what's next in the progression? And, you know, when it comes to the run game, you know, I've had the good fortune of, you know, of being on some teams that really ran the ball well, and I've had the good fortune of even, you know, consulting for several teams in the National Football League when it comes to the run game. And one of the things I always talk to teams about is, find one thing. Like, I don't care what it is in the run game, but find one thing that you can do, one play that you can execute. Now, you can dress it up seven different ways with different personnel groupings, different motions, different formations, all that stuff. But find one damn thing that you can do, and then build off that one thing. Like, and at some point, you've got to decide, this is something we can hang our hat on. This is something we can run. You know, it's not like going to the Cheesecake Factory in that menu, right? Like, there's too much.
Yeah.
Like, pare down the menu, find one thing you can do, and start building on that one thing. But at this particular point in time, I don't know anything they do well when it comes to the run game.
When you look at the run game, and you blocked for, obviously, a 2,000-yard Hall of Famer in TD, the running back and where you view that nowadays in the National Football League, somewhere like, I don't take a running back in the first round. Where are you on the running back compared to the offensive line? What's more important there? Or is it just in harmony? You need both.
Yeah, you need both. I mean, you need to really run the ball well. You know, you need a tight end that can line up on the end of the line of scrimmage and block a defensive end. You know, and I'm not saying you have to pummel the guy, but you've got to at least be able to pull some type of, you know, at least a stalemate there. So you've got to be able to do that. You've got to have receivers that will actually enter the run game, right? Push, crack, get down on a safety, do those things. Like, be physical enough in the run game to be a part of that. And then ultimately, it really comes down to, do you know what you're running? You know, it's almost the 10,000-hour rule game, or the 10,000 time game, or whatever you want to call it, whatever 10,000 you want to put on it. Like, my feeling about the run game is always, like, I don't care if you know what we're doing. I've run it 10,000 times. You've defended it 100 times. I'm better than you, and I know that I'm better than you. And I'm going to, like, go. We'll tell you right where we're going. But we are so good at this, and there's no look that you can provide. There's no defensive front that you can get into. You can get into a, hey, you can get into an over front. You can get into a 3-down 37 front. You can get into a 3-down, you know, 35 front with a reduction on the weak side. You can get into a 4-man front. You can get into a 4-3. You can get into, you know, a 5-man front. You can get into a jam front with all three guard, center, guard cover. You can get into anything you want. There is nothing that you can present to me that I haven't seen and blocked 10,000 times. And so there is no chance of you ever edging me, of you ever getting, you know, getting a better run than me, like there is no chance that you are going to fool me or you are going to get the upper hand or the advantage because I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing. And that's where it comes back down to, give me one thing that we can do for crying out loud, just one thing, and then let's build off that one thing.
Amari Cooper to the Bills, Davante Adams to the Jets today. Stink, either one of those a needle mover for you?
Yeah, I think the Amari Cooper to the Bills is. They just have, like, I think the Bills are really good. What we saw them last night, the way they ran the ball, some of the things that they did on the offensive side of the ball. I just think there's one, like, I do believe that the wide receiver position has become somewhat overrated. You know, there's a few guys to me that really move the needle, but I believe that it's just become one of those positions, you know, that we'll see a market correction. You know, we saw it like years ago, like we saw it with, like, fullbacks became extinct. And then I always felt funny about this. When all of a sudden running backs started taking it on the chin, right, and running backs were no longer valued and they weren't getting these big contracts, and all these running backs said, we're going to stick together and we're going to band together and we're going to do something about this. And I was like, where were you guys when they were putting the fullbacks out to pasture? You guys didn't stand up for those sons of guns. You just let it go. But now all of a sudden we're going to band together because the running backs are being mistreated. We saw it this off season. With that, and I call it the Fangio effect, you know, with that shell coverage, we saw safeties take it on the chin. Like these guys that were making $15, $16 million a year, like Justin Simmons and there were several other guys, like there's only one or two safeties that are getting paid anymore. You know, because those guys, that position all of a sudden went from one of the higher paid positions to all of a sudden, yeah, it's not as invaluable, it's not as important anymore. And so, you know, there's a few receivers to me, you know, you guys have one, CeeDee Lamb, the Justin Jeffersons of the world that really moved the needle, but the rest of them don't. But you do, I say that to say, you do have to have a dude that is a legit number one that you have to, in critical situations, roll coverage to, right? And even if you roll coverage to him, that guy is still open. Like, those, you got to have one of those dudes, and the Buffalo Bills just don't have one of those guys. So I think that makes a big difference to me with Buffalo.
Thank you for your time once again, Mark. Enjoy week 7.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Salute. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. We're now heading for an edition of The Finest. Chief, what's in store?
This Cowboys offense is offensive. Next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.